Hello, Twitter. Today I want to talk about Valentine's Day, because I think that you should keep up with the trends and deal with the topics that are of importance to the country at the time. So, Valentine's Day. Last year's Valentine's Day was a good one because I was seeing someone. It was special and wonderful, and the person... Basically, I ended up driving to Wales for Valentine's Day because that's where my girlfriend lived. Still does live, I should say. Anyway, I drove to Wales to take her out for dinner, stayed the night and drove back home the next morning. Round trip, 600 miles, something like that. Long old drive. Anyway, so that was last year's Valentine's Day. This year I'm not with anybody. Wasn't with anybody. And hadn't really noticed that it was Valentine's Day. I mean, it's a terrible thing for single people anyway. It's a horrible manufactured day. I mean, you shouldn't really need a day. If you're with someone and you care about them, you shouldn't really need a special day to tell them that, you know? You should be telling them all the time, one way or another. So anyway, this year, single, Valentine's Day, not a nice day. But work was that busy and stuff, I hadn't really noticed, didn't really worry about it. Mysterious phone call from my parents. Said, would you like to come out to dinner with us tonight? And not really realising the significance of anything, not thinking of anything, I thought, oh, okay. And went along with it. Anyway, get to this restaurant that is Mum and Dad's favourite. Not in the sense that it's particularly special. It's fish and chips. They happen to like it. They go there quite a lot. To the point that they know some of the staff. This will become significant later. Anyway, we have the meal. Very nice, fish and chips, whatever. Get to the end of the meal. Mum looks at me strangely and says, "Hey, idiot, I know you're going to think this is a setup." And obviously, that is the trigger for me to be thinking, of course this is a setup. You know, so, you know, you nod and smile and, you know, carry on then. "Oh, well... You know that waitress who's been serving you all night?" she blurts. "Yes." "Well, it turns out she's just come back from Australia. She's 32, and she's single, and she's quite lonely. And I was thinking maybe you could take her out for a drink." Now, not good, not good. Very bad, very bad, very bad, very bad. Now, the thing being, I'm sure she was probably lovely, but the fact that it had been Mother's idea and that she was very concerned to tell me it wasn't a setup, I didn't react well. Very panicky, very strong no, and I don't know, but very weird. I should have realised, you know, why would your parents want you to go to what was their Valentine's night dinner, you know, to something that definitely wasn't a setup. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I know arranged marriages are a thing and that they happen, but I don't think I want it. And clearly, I've shown by my own sort of built-in reactions that I don't want it. Yes, I don't know. Weird.